Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. What a roller coaster of a game yesterday.
Yeah, in the old days,
that was awesome.
In the old days, that'd have been 4.5 hours. They got it down to... three and a half?
Yes, they did.
3:35.
Well, it was a 3.5 game. I mean, they were cooking right along, and then the bottom of the sixth inning happened, and then it was all hell turning loose. But I loved it. I love it. Hunter Gaddis in his role is fantastic, isn't he? And I was happy that Tanner Bibee got the type of outing that he had. He needed it desperately after the first three outings that he had had. Got it settled down. The strikeouts, you know, are strikeouts down around the league? They got to be down around the league.
Think so?
I want to know. I kind of, you know, you guys are pitching fewer innings. Now, Whitlock got hurt last night. Garrett Whitlock did, their starting pitcher. So that's a different animal. But, like, Bibee went 5 innings. I think he threw over 80 pitches. I want to say he threw 92.
Yeah.
So obviously you would take him out in the fifth. But guys are like, it used to be like, get the 6 innings and then we'll see. Now it's more like get the 5 innings, and I was kind of wondering, is it because of the guys throwing harder, the velocity? Is it because now games are moving right along quicker, so now you can bring guys out of the bullpen if you really want to. Maybe it's not as taxing because you're not out there as long and the guys aren't as patient as they used to be. Like, those are questions that I have. Either way, that's big picture stuff. That's beside the point. I mean, they're 12-5 to start the season. And so... like, there are definitely people already tweeting, and thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app and obviously on the regular good old-fashioned radio, wherever you're at. There's already people getting in about that caller we had last week and, you know, basically dumping all over what the Guardians had started with when they were 9-2 or 9-3 and then are now 12-5 and have won 3 in a row
and
have won back-to-back against Boston and have the best record in baseball overall. And have the first 12-5 start since 1948, which is the last time they won a World Series, ironically enough.
They have the second best run differential in all of baseball.
So can I...
find only the Kansas City Royals.
Run differential with you is
who
a very big thing.
That the AL Central, here we go.
Lyman run differential is a very, very, very big thing.
We've got three teams, but when did the AL Central become the AFC North all of a sudden?
Wow. Rank the divisions that our Cleveland sports teams are in.
What division?
Power ranking time, baby.
You got to clarify.
I called it.
What division do your Cleveland Cavaliers play in?
Well, everybody made a big deal when they tanked out the game on Sunday. Yeah. Like, you had a chance to win the division. I go, okay, they had a chance to play who they wanted to play. Let's not talk about winning the division. I don't think anybody talks about winning the division. Either way, it was a great game.
They do hang the division banner, though.
It was a lot. They have one banner. They do it the right way. They have one banner, yes. And then they put
the
years on.
They do it like the high
it.
Schools when you win the
Bingo.
Conference.
Bingo, yes.
But then they also have a Nate Thurman banner.
Break the banners.
Nate Thurman's at the bottom, I'll tell you that right now.
Rank the banners you want taken down in Cleveland sports.
I got to admit, Nate Thurman's the one, but I can't take it down.
Don't you dare say.
Does the giant Guardian side over the club at Progressive Field right now, does that count as a banner?
I've seen more people annoyed at the Cleveland
flag.
Working
on things, man. Come on.
More people are noticing the Cleveland flag.
It's been there forever.
It has been there forever. You've brought that up.
Yeah. Need a new flag. Of course, we brought that up, and there are people trying to design new flags.
There's like 8 different entities.
Yes.
They need to do what the collectives did with Ohio State and combine. They all need to come together, set your egos aside, and at some point,
now,
you need one voice.
The big picture is, can the mayor give them 6-figure part-time jobs to create a new flag?
Did he go to college with them?
The state of our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
Moving on there,
I've just seen people wondering. I guess there were some Yankee fans in town or at the game going, why do you have the French flag out there? What is the point of the French flag? What does that have to do with Cleveland baseball?
At the Guardians game?
Yeah.
Moses Cleveland wasn't French, was he? Like, Chicago has some Frenchness.
Big French town.
Yeah.
Like, Detroit's definitely French. There's some Frenchness up there. I don't think we're French. I don't think we got any of that.
And we're just getting started.
Dardo's 12-5.
You believe that, by the way? I mean, 17 games
is not
insignificant. Like, you get to 17 games. I know that is a football season. That is not a baseball season.
Oh, man. That's incredible. Tyler Freeman, who's batting, what now, 184 on the season? He's the one who hits a home run over the monster to get it going for everybody. And then it's just an up-and-down roller coaster game because, like, by the bottom of the six, I'm going, all right, 5-1. Bybee's done for the day. Bullpen's been fine. And
I was watching the – I turned it on to LeBron.
It just becomes this huge rock fight to finish the game. And slugfest, 5 runs in the bottom of the six. They're cooking. You fight back. You get the one back in the 10th. They get one back. We tie it all up there. And then in the top of the 11th, Florial's coming. Which, by the way, I tell you, I know he's 4A. I'm rooting for him like crazy. I don't know what it is about that guy. I like that guy.
Wait, are you saying that?
I don't know what it is about him.
Todd
I like
Derry
him.
Todd Derry came on the show and called him 4A.
No. There's something about the guy. Honestly, when was it the game against Oakland where they had to get something started? I think it was the getaway day at Oakland where he turned at second base and stretched the second into a triple, and there were people bitching at me about it. I'm going, like, you guys are down. You got to get something started. Like, he tried to get something started here. He's trying to stay in the bigs. You don't stay in the bigs by not trying to be exceptional. You got to try to be exceptional. And so I got a little bit defensive of him then. And so here I am like, all right, let's see what you got. I think that's part of the reason I got so upset over the weekend on that terrible called strike 3 on Saturday in game 1. Again, because he was up to bat. I was glad I got the home run in the second game, but they were already down 8-0, so it really didn't matter. But in that first game on Saturday, I think that's part of the reason I got so defensive of him. And so he comes around then, and he comes around on Sunday, then he comes around here in this game. And so I'm like, hey, I understand the truth. I understand you got to bring up Kyle Manzardo at some point this summer, probably sooner rather than later, and we might wave bye-bye. But I get defensive. They become my pet cats. And Florial is kind of my pet cat. So how early is too early to take the team seriously?
Oh, I think you're taking everything seriously right now. Why wouldn't you be?
Well, because
Are they going to finish with the best record in baseball?
No,
probably 0.0% chance of that. But
well, maybe it's 10%.
I don't think they're built for that. But they've overcome. Like I said yesterday, I had the numbers of, you know, how spotty the starting pitching had been. You know, outside of Bieber in those first two starts,
man,
pitching had not been. Not been that great.
And so yesterday,
some of the offensive numbers, like the big numbers that we pay attention to, slugging percentage, on base, all that stuff, like that's good. But like the very, very nitty gritty numbers are like, ooh, this lineup, this isn't sustainable. But yet then they come out and score 10 runs last night.
I got home from baseball practice yesterday and I'm like, all right, like when Bobby came out, I'm like, that's 2 days in a row. Like I had that nice spot start by Xavion Curry, who did very well. Bobby comes out, fourth start. Does very well. It's like, all right, let's calm it down here a little bit. Let's see where you go. And I kind of was just like, okay, well, that's 2 in a row against Boston, 3 in a row overall. That's perfectly fine. And then things just came off the just came off the wires in the bottom of the sixth inning, but they were able to get it going, get back again, and fight back and get the win. And now, I mean, you stay excited about it. And then today, who do you got today? Ben Lively. It's his debut today. And then I think it's Cookie tomorrow. That's a 135 game. But 12-5 to start the season. And I just want to, I not flip the switch, but you say we take everything seriously. Yeah, I take everything seriously, but like seriously, seriously. Like, because we always go, well, when they start off slow with Francona, it's always, well, we'll see what they're doing by Memorial Day. Well, it's still April 17th, so I got to kind of keep the proper perspective before Memorial Day when it comes to the Guardians when they're starting off well. But, man,
I just think the important thing is had other teams in the division for once that also got off to a hot start. So you kind of peeking at them and wanting to keep pace. And now you're at the front of the entire group, which is awesome. You beat the Red Sox. I don't care. The Red Sox, the fans hate their team this year. Boston hates their team. I cannot stress enough.
They do.
I've followed some of these people. They can't stand their team.
Well, because
Bill Simmons said he's not watching a game all year.
Because they –
That's what he said. And he's the biggest – he is the guy when people think Red Sox fans, they think Bill Simmons.
That's the type of mentality that really gets me going. Like, you guys won three World Series. You have won how many with the Patriots? Yeah, your team took a haircut. There's no doubt about it.
Which is so weird, by the way. Boston. Boston with their TV deal, with their money, with their resources?
I don't know.
How the hell Boston?
I don't know. But like I got to tell you, I want success. I never want to be like that. I will fight that tooth and nail. Like if we go on some sort of a run with one of the three teams and all of a sudden it's just championships falling out of your pockets, which I don't know.
Are you saying, Ken, you don't ever want to take for granted the playoffs and that kind of success?
No, I'm not taking the playoffs.
Because that's a different Ken than I've heard all week.
I'm not taking the playoffs.
What the hell? Where did this Ken come from?
I didn't take him for granted.
I mean, the Cavs are in the playoffs.
I wasn't taking it for granted.
By the way, Golden State eliminated Cavs playoffs. Are we feeling good today? Where's the Michael Stanley music? Because old Ken be playing the Michael Stanley music. And all I get is criticism all week about the damn Cavs. Even walk into an email
it's
today.
It's Wednesday.
Good morning.
It's
I listen to the
Wednesday.
Show every day. Thanks, Jack. He says, I work and enjoy it, but the last few shows have been the same thoughts over and over, and it feels like we're talking as if the Cavs season is over already. I want to respond and say, deliver this, Jack, to Ken Carman,
who has poo-pooed the entire playoff experience. I didn't poo-poo the
Bill
experience.
Bill Simmons. I'm hosting
I
with Bill Simmons today.
The experience. I didn't say
the Cavs have been too successful for Ken.
I'm not yelling. He's the one yelling. I'm not yelling. I didn't say I wasn't going to watch it.
It's sad because old Ken.
I didn't say I wasn't going to watch it.
Old Ken.
I didn't
when
say.
When I got into this business, old Ken used to get excited about the playoffs.
When you got into this business, you didn't even know me when you got into this business. You're 5 years older than me. You loved to remind everybody about it. Okay, that part of that is kind of true, even though you were working in the business longer than me. I think you were cutting your teeth in Parkersburg filming the American Legion ball.
Yeah, that was something.
That's teeth cutting right there.
Double headers for 10 hours.
The look on that guy's face on that comebacker in the press box, I'll never forget.
Where I think those players showed up more hungover than I was.
216-474-0092. Don't start yelling at me in the opening segment about something. I love how you trap me, by the way. That's very slippery wizard work of you, by the way. I didn't say I wasn't going to watch. They took a haircut. I didn't say I wasn't going to watch. With the Cavs, I'm upset. I'm mad. It doesn't mean I'm not going to watch at 1 o'clock on Saturday, which, by the way, 1 o'clock Saturday, ESPN, that's where you can see it. By the way, are you going to call the fans out? Which Jonathan Peterlin's going to have a post game. Are you going to call the fans out? Because with fees, you can get into that playoff game for $36 right now.
Yeah, I want to know.
You going to call the fans out, too?
I want to know.
You call them out?
I want to know.
Just because I got a name and a gut, you want
to
yell at me?
I would love to know what happened to this city where we take for granted the playoffs.
I'm not taking it for granted, but I'm also not going to sit there and massage their ass over every little accomplishment that they had.
You don't have to do that.
Because it was an insult the way they treated us at the end of last season.
You didn't hear me act like this was this was some big achievement in Cavs history, but I do want to get excited about playoffs, especially when you've had a team eliminated. A team has been eliminated, and they have Steph Curry, they have Draymond Green, they have Klay Thompson. Steve Kerr's up there talking about his future. Ken Carman's out there tweeting about Kerr's future.
I posted a picture. That's all I did. I posted a picture.
What does it all mean?
I happen to like Steve Kerr in his era with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's all I said.
That's all I posted.
I didn't say a word. You didn't hear me say anything.
I didn't say a word to you.
I read a couple of the responses to that picture to you, but that's all I said. I just posted a Steve Kerr picture with him in a Cavs uniform. That's all I did. saying Nick Wright, our buddy from, well, I don't know where the hell he's, Kansas City, Houston, he juts here, he juts there. He decided to jump into an internet spaces yesterday in the middle of the night. I go, God, you must be bored. Just to defend Steve Kerr. I'm just saying, Steve Kerr looks good in a Cavs uniform. I don't know what he'd look like in a quarter zip on the sideline of a Cavs game at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I don't know. We may never find that out. I don't know.
You're just speculating.
I'm not That's speculating all. At all.
You're
I said
ruminating.
I said he looks good in a Cavs uniform. I said nothing about him in a pair of slacks and a quarter zip walking up and down the floor at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I didn't say that. Didn't say any of that.
What would he have to do to get a banner next to Nate Thurman's?
Well,
he did play here for over 3 years.
I think he would have to become the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers and have Evan Mobley ascend to the point where we would put his banner up next to Nate Thurman's. And it would be Steve Kerr, Nate Thurman, Evan Mobley, sandwiched all together. Then you have Donovan Mitchell. Then we have too many banners.
What are we going to do with all these banners?
We might have to do a Celtics thing where they just put numbers on banners. Like, that's how many banners we could have. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. Didn't say I wasn't going to watch him, though, okay?
They've got a playoff shirt. A let him know shirt.
Does that come in my size?
I'll look into it.
Okay. Gardo's 12-5.
All right.
Great start to the season. Great start to the season. Well done. Coming up next. Hey. Speaking of Cleveland, why not Cleveland? It's about last night, next on The Fan.
Now, The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
So, wild sports night while you were watching the Guardians go back and forth. Also, LeBron playing in the play-in against the Pelicans. And that one turned out to be a wild game. Lakers jumped out to a big-time lead early. LeBron James was ferocious in the first half, but then came Zion Williamson. He ended up with 40 points, 11 boards, but not enough. Not enough. As the Pelicans will drop down to the other play-in game, the Lakers
seems
advance.
That the Pelicans' playoff existence might be brief.
Yeah, they don't have Zion. They are in big, big trouble. But the Lakers are moving on.
Looks like he's holding the Pelican brief.
And the Lakers will play in
don't
the playoffs.
Don't put it over. Fine. Yeah, don't.
What reaction were you looking for?
You love that movie. I thought you'd at least chuckle. You gave me nothing. Fine. Moving on.
The Lakers will play.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Denver Nuggets, they were not going to dodge the Denver Nuggets. In the other game, Sacramento ended the dynasty. Mike Brown going up against his former coach. He was assistant under Steve Kerr for those championship teams. With the Golden State Warriors, but the Warriors lose. They get drubbed 118-94. Kenny, the end of an era. Did you take any joy in seeing Golden State lose last night?
No. I took no joy at all. It closes, it in a weird way, it closes a chapter for all of us. It closes a chapter for me, not as a Cavs fan overall, even though you'll accuse me of it, but it closes a chapter during that era of great Cavalier basketball, I mean exceptional basketball with LeBron, and putting the final touches on that entire moment of winning a championship in 2016, that four-year period between the two teams, and finally seeing it come to sunset on their dynasty, on their dynastic tendencies, and starting to move on and rebuild. And hopefully, Golden State will go back to being what Golden State was before. But either way, it was a hell of a run by them.
Yeah, people take different tacks, especially Cleveland fans, are talking about Golden State, because I know fans were so annoyed with Golden State after playing them 4 years in the NBA Finals. To me, I think we're always going to be linked to Golden State. I mean, your championship is considered one of the great championships in sports, in modern-day sports, because they overcame the Golden State Warriors and they beat the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I think you and I have fought this type of thinking before. I think the person's first thinking in Cleveland today will be, finally, good, they suck, overrated, and go, no.
So I'd
no.
I say the opposite.
The absolute opposite.
I build them up. I build up the Warriors big time because it makes us look
like
better.
73-9, I want to make it out the greatest team ever, and they lost in the finals to our Cavs. Like, I want to build them up. We had this, you and I think, agreed with each other then, too. But I wanted to build them up as, Michael's Bulls couldn't take them. The 70s and 80s, Celtics or Lakers couldn't take them. The 76ers in 83 couldn't take them. Like, none of them could take them. It is absolutely the Golden State Warriors. That's it. That's all. End of story. Because the Cavs beat them, and it builds up the Cavs. And I think when people look back at the annals of history 50, 100 years from now, if you look at the greatest team ever, and if you take a look at that assembly, well, why didn't they finish in the finals? Well, it was the greatness of LeBron, Kyrie Irving, J.R. Smith, the big shot ability of him. Like, you read through the history of it, I think it tells a richer story with a team that is considered, arguably, obviously, the greatest ever.
Meanwhile, Steve Kerr set to ponder what things are going to be like now after the loss last night.
We've been really blessed here with amazing players and, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs, and this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. So what happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later. But our guys have been fighting for so long. They're incredible competitors and warriors, and I couldn't be prouder of them. But, we've got an off season where we've got a lot to think about.
That Kerr's been somebody who's talked about leaving the game, retiring.
Might need a change of scenery.
Maybe. I mean, he's not that old, right?
No. How old's Steve Kerr?
I know he's had a lot of physical concerns. His back has plagued him for like 30 years.
Basketball players have big bad backs.
Yeah, he's 58.
58. Not even 60 yet. Still a young man. Definitely could use a change of scenery. Another team could use his hand, his wisdom, his way of reaching in and getting the best out of young players. Really need to let him know of the rest of the NBA on how he can show everybody what he can do with a young core of players, a core four, dare you say, and bring together the talent of a guy who some consider a unicorn. I don't know where that would be, but maybe a change of scenery would do him good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Trying to be interesting here.
You got any thoughts on where that might be?
I will monitor.
I have no idea.
Okay.
You guys can go ahead and decide where you want. I have no idea where a place like that could be.
We will continue to monitor. Absolutely. Hey, might be some good news, although I was very confused at some of the reaction to the words yesterday as the Browns assembled again in Berea, not just over Christian Kirksey and Shard Higgins, but also, who are going to retire as great Cleveland Browns, but also because Deshaun Watson is getting closer to returning. He's already throwing full speed. Here's head coach Kevin Stefanski yesterday.
Deshaun, the medical team of ramping him up and throwing and getting, he's doing all the things he's supposed to be doing when it comes to rehab. So when we get to those points in OTAs and minicamp, we'll go with what's suggested by the medical team. But he's doing a great job.
All right, I took that yesterday as something really, really full of optimism. So I was surprised when I saw some people debating the situation with Deshaun Watson when he's coming back. I mean, he's saying, if you take him at his word, that he's been throwing full speed and there have been no limitations whatsoever. I think that sounds excellent.
Yeah, I have more on this coming up. I was a little bit confused by people's sentiments on. There was a couple of reporters like, I don't know what to make of it. Like, oh, didn't he just tell you? Didn't he just say he was going to be there for week one? I don't understand. Like, I've been questioning, yeah. Like, well, it's a serious injury. And then once he says he's there for week one, I'm going, well, I have no choice but to take him at his word. Which some people go, well, he said he was going to be perfectly fine for the Ravens game and he was going to be perfectly fine. Okay, fine. I guess we could sit here and fight about it over the next 4 months when they can't even play football.
There was a big debate over when the injury happened last year, and they didn't really clarify because they didn't know. It didn't sound like they knew, which, you know, last year people were very irritated at the media for speculating on that. And, I mean, that's the Browns. The Browns either weren't being forthcoming or they just flat out didn't know. So, one or the other. But
I think there could be more to that as well. I'll tell you, it's 640.
We had unbelievable viewership for the WNBA draft, Kenny. I know you didn't watch any of it. I watched about 10 minutes of it.
I told you I tried to click. I did click in for a minute, but I was late to the party because I was late coming home.
It drew a massive number. It basically did better than every other draft except the NFL. It was along the same lines of day two of the NFL draft last year. That's how many people watched it, a record 2.45 million viewers for the WNBA draft, in which there was no intrigue. Mm-hmm. We all knew who was going number one overall. Is this a step in the right direction? Is there talking expansion?
Women's basketball is as hot as it's ever been in its history. And a courtesy of Yahoo Sports, Kathy Engelbert, who Lima knows, they are friends. Would you consider yourselves friends?
Oh, yes. We had cocktails together.
Go.
We are discussing how we can get her on the show.
WNBA commish Kathy Engelbert announced the league is considering Philadelphia, Toronto, Nashville, South Florida, and Denver as potential cities for WNBA expansion. And I say, why not us? Why not Cleveland?
I saw
which
people,
the replies to my tweet are, some people are trying to make dollars and cents of it. A lot of sexism in there, which I could imagine. But there you go. I mean, it's the internet. That's where that lives on the internet.
Now the question is, if there was an expansion team in the state of Ohio, would it go to Cleveland?
But well, that was my issue with it. Some people were saying Columbus, and I said absolutely not. Don't want it in Columbus. In fact, I'd like to take the hockey team from Columbus and bring it on up here too, but I just don't want Columbus to have anything.
The state of our city is strong.
Yeah, what is...
I want us to have things. Of course, we're hiring old college buddies for
What is
for
the
jobs
mayor
here,
willing
so.
To do?
And we're just getting started.
He's got more college buddies he's going to hire. Okay. What were you going to say, Tone? I'm sorry. I was distracted.
See, he can hire his college roommates, but Jake Diebler cannot hire his brother at Ohio State. Apparently.
My college roommate became a Navy SEAL. That's right. That's a good point. Jake Diebler can't hire his own brother down at Ohio
According
State.
According to the Ohio Revised Code, now, Kate, as you know, I used to go to sleep at night with the Ohio Revised Code when I covered the State House.
Let me ask you this. Did Jake and John Diebler room with each other at Ohio State? Because that might be a legal loophole
then,
we can look into.
Then you can get past it.
Okay.
I think that is the case.
Let's think about this for a moment.
Did you know Ohio had such stringent nepotism laws on the books?
I had no clue until you just told me.
Interesting. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding. Coming up at 9:20 this morning, Coach David Thorpe will join us. We'll talk hoops with him. Coming up next,
we're going to get the first breakdown of the Magic and Cavs series from David Thorpe. He's going to come on our show before he even does it with Zach Lowe or anybody else.
He says, coming up next, he says he's ready for the season. What's everybody freaking out about? Ken Carman, Tone Master General, Brown of the Elf, Whammer, live in the morning. That's Big Kev talking about Deshaun Watson. It was weird. He talked yesterday. When they talk, it's supposed to clarify things. And I thought things came off pretty clear. Did you? Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought so, too.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought so, too. Now, the only thing I'm surprised is that we haven't seen video of Deshaun Watson throwing a bunch. Because he says he's throwing how many times a day, and all these players today.
Well, hold on. I know that came off. Owen just looked at me.
You want to
redo
that?
I'm not saying they're doing like they're dance. It's got
to
be
obviously has to look like a Mr. Perfect video where he throws it and then it cuts.
Yes, it has
to receiver.
Be. He has his own thing.
Well,
it
now,
has to be a theatrical performance.
Now,
that's
on.
What I meant by
we
that.
We did talk about cutting
Thank
our
you.
Teeth in the business. So when you have to, when you start out shooting minor league baseball or any kind of baseball at a very lower level, it's only you. There's a one camera shoot.
Yep.
So you would go there, and we were taught, all right, get one good pitch in each inning from the pitcher, and then you can take some creative liberties to show the windup and the pitch. And now from then on, then on, you're shown it from the batter's point of view, and you'll piece them together. And I said, well, what happens if that first pitch is taken for a ride and it's a home run? You go, well, you miss it. You just don't get it because you're focused on the pitcher and the follow-through. You keep it on there, and then you piece it together. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. How can you do it? Lo and behold, that's how everybody does it. That is how everybody who's
I'm already confused.
Minor league baseball, you are piecing together the wrong pitch with the wrong hit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A pitch from the first inning with a strikeout from the fourth?
Right, right, because you have to be able to have it look somewhat in a broadcastable way.
So let me get this straight.
They aren't shooting coverages for that stuff?
I never knew this. So is this like... Just like De Niro in Casino when he like gets in the car and they quickly put in like the dummy and then blow up the car.
Yeah, right.
And it's got like fake hair and stuff and it kind of looks like De Niro, but when you slow it down, it's like, that is a dummy. This is ridiculous.
They've gotten a little better at this through the years.
Okay. I could have fooled me. I never realized that. So, okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's all I meant by it. It's like it'll probably be a theatrical performance set to music and all that stuff.
But I'm surprised
because everything's a movie and all that.
That was the only thing is I'm surprised. Deshaun Watson showed a bunch of workouts and he looked good. And it's like, wow, Watson's looking good. I'm surprised. They said yesterday he's made hundreds of throws per day. I'm just surprised we haven't seen a hype video for them because that's what every player does now.
Eventually, we will get that. We will get that from him.
Like a teaser video.
Yeah. But he spoke yesterday, and I thought, okay, like when he spoke at the restaurant he was opening, and he said he's going to be good to go for week one, I'm sitting there going, all right, I got you on the record. It's not necessarily good enough for me because, I mean, you've said you're going to be good before, and things have changed.
But I feel way better about it today than I did a month ago.
Yes.
When, I mean, every time I'm listening to Dustin Fox talking about the glenoid injury, panics me.
I'd rather listen to him talk about it than all those... Those damn doctors have never worked on him sitting there telling about it. So he did speak about where he's at in his recovery process.
Yeah, we just put a process that can ramp up and that's just right for right timing to come back and be able to be full go. And I think in this process right now, it's all about load management and not doing too much, even though I probably could. Yeah, we just make sure that we take it a day by day and we do exactly what everyone came on months before, got on that call, and we put the plan together just to make sure we're on the right track.
This is what got our media brethren a little bit worked into a shoot here on when he was asked when he's going to be 100%.
I'm not sure. I mean, the plan is to come back whenever they feel like, and I feel like we're on the same page that we're ready. So there's not a timeline or a date that we have that this is when I'm going to be 100%. You know, it's just kind of how the process, it can be sooner than later. It can be later than soon, you know. So I think it's just really depending on how each landmark we hit and how fast we can get it and how my shoulder's reacting.
So this is where
The one that got people scared?
No, this is where I think a lot of people started to get a little bit worked up because he was asked, if the injury happened before Baltimore.
It's possible. I'm not sure. He was just amazed how I was able to play those 2 weeks, dealing with what the pain, especially for what he's seen over his years with baseball guys, not really football guys, but baseball guys that kind of dealt with, you know, shoulder injuries.
They pressed him a little bit further. This is the final one we'll play for you here. He was asked when he was injured.
I don't really remember. I was just, of course, from the Tennessee game, I was dealing with, you know, just shoulder injuries. So no one knows when it actually happened or when that bone actually came apart. I knew for sure in Baltimore, though, because I heard some clicking sounds. And that's one of the indicators that, you know, something is wrong with that joint.
If I'm not mistaken, that's about 7 weeks. About 7 weeks with that bye week, where you go from week 3 to, I think, week 10 of what it was. Week 10 against Baltimore when that finally gave out. He said he heard clicking after the Tennessee game. Now, remember, after the Tennessee game, he was out against Baltimore. And I think there's a little bit like there were some people going after the medical staff, which, again, I think that what we're seeing here, and let me set this out for everybody. There are some people going, he's got his money, he's fine. I don't know, man. If he's willing to flat out basically say, I'm good to go, I'm not going to accuse him of lying, but if he's willing to flat out say, I'm good to go, and take it all the way to the Baltimore game, which the Baltimore game became a mess for everybody involved, including Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and then force his way back when he was not ready against the Indianapolis Colts. He was not ready against the Colts to play in that football game physically. And he came back in that game and played against the Colts and did terribly before he got hurt again. And then he was out in the next game and then came back against Arizona. There was some discomfort, it seemed to be, against Arizona, which was mentioned here. And then he comes back against Baltimore, and then he's officially broken up. I mean, that's three separate occasions here where it could have been shutdown time for Deshaun Watson at that moment, and it wasn't there until it finally was. So I'm not going to accuse the guy of just taking his money and walking away from the football team. Can't do that because now I got three separate occasions of this. But while that's good, it does leak in going, well, he said he was good to go before, and he wasn't good to go before. So if he says he's going to be good for week one, but he doesn't know if he's ever going to get to 100%, we don't know when we're going to see him actually participate in Brown stuff where it's going to be a ramp-up period, I think that does lend some people to go, well, I'm getting a little bit nervous about this. When I hear a guy talk, I can't feel worse about the coming situation if he's saying the things that I do want to hear. And I want to hear that he's recovering.
I took him at his word
And
yesterday.
I want to hear that he's going to be okay for week one.
I took him at his word yesterday with also understanding and acknowledging that the shoulder is as delicate, something that of any, I guess you'd put it right up there with the pitchers and their elbows. Like, this is complicated. This is something that was always going to be a have to wait and see. Mm. I felt better after what I heard yesterday. I recognize that some people did not, just because I think he couched it. I don't think he wanted to make any guarantees there at the end when he was talking about, hey, could be ahead of schedule, might not be ahead of schedule. I just think they don't know until you get in live game action and he's throwing the football. This is a little bit of a wait and see, but it always was. The minute I heard glenoid and did any kind of Googling, it was something I was a little nervous about. But I felt better after what I heard yesterday.
Coming up at 7:45, two-second trivia. You win a four-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. You can feed the whole family with Roman burgers. It's going to be fantastic. But you must get two questions right in 2 seconds each. That's why we call it two-second trivia. Up next, somehow Donovan put more pressure on the Cavs this weekend. And Lima thinks I'm being a fuddy-duddy about it now. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on that free Odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.